Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. For the details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org and like us on Facebook.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics, and we are at the Gateway Film Center.
We are.
Movie music.
Yeah.
Ennio Morricone.
Yes, and he is over 500 credits.
So yeah, prolific guy.
Prolific.
How many Hollywood composers can you name?
Alexander Desplat.
Okay.
And he's got, I think he's got hundreds.
What? All right. Alexander Desplat?
Yes.
That sounds made up, but okay. I'll accept it.
Give me another one.
Jerry Goldsmith.
Good.
Isn't that one of your guys?
It's good.
Didn't he write The Magnificent Seven?
Elmer Bernstein.
Elmer Bernstein.
Good, but
there
good
you
choice.
Go. Jerry Goldsmith, yeah. Elmer Bernstein, Bernard Herrmann.
Good one. Oh, yeah. Lots of Hitchcock.
Max Steiner is a classic.
Yes. Yeah.
Any of the great movies
and
of the
Max,
40s.
Yeah.
John Williams. You can't, you cannot go on without saying John Williams.
And you know, I think that Ennio Morricone is probably as well, his music is well known, but his name isn't well known to us.
Yeah, American movie going audiences have probably accepted his gifts without duly acknowledging the gift giver.
Now, 5 Oscar nominations,
mm-hmm.
but never a win. Except for a special award. But it strikes me when you look at the tune that opened the show,
mm-hmm.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Right. It's such a jarring, moving, kind of in-your-face score. Totally original, slightly tongue-in-cheek, brought in all these discordant elements that you wouldn't think could support a Western score, and yet it is the definitive Western score.
Yes, it is. And put that together with A Fistful of Dollars, and I realize that we're talking Eastwood behind all of this. It seems mm-hmm. to fit Eastwood as well as it does anybody else.
Right.
And he'd love to work with Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
He did The Untouchables.
That's right. If you remember The Untouchables, see, what I love about that score is that plangent piano. It seems like it's dripping blood. There's something romantic about that score. There's something bloody about it, and beauty.
Brian De Palma had asked him to do the music for that film, The Untouchables, after he had essentially put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted him to do a section called Triumph of the Police.
Yeah.
Which he did do.
Right.
And then he asked him to do the baby carriage scene on the steps in Chicago.
Sure.
De Palma didn't like it. And if you go back to that scene, it is just haunting when you see that baby carriage and it's going down and you've got Elliot Ness up here. And
it's a masterwork of editing, that scene.
Yes.
It's obviously a nod to Battleship Potemkin.
Potemkin, yes, the Odessa step sequence.
Yeah.
Palma said that the music for that film was perfect.
It is perfect.
Another one that people might not know would be the score for Cinema Paradiso.
Yes, and I would encourage anybody that doesn't know that movie or the score to run out right now. If you're a fan of this show, all 7 of you, go get this movie tonight. Cinema Paradiso is one of the great love songs to the love of movies. It's whimsical. It's nostalgic. It's youthful. It's playful.
There are 2 things. First of all, in Cinema Paradiso, a kiss montage.
Mm-hmm.
And this apparently also had the same music under it as an earlier love scene, I think, between young people.
Mm-hmm. It's the romantic motif throughout the film.
Yeah, and he said, my favorite scene and the climax of the film, that montage.
Don't give it away for people, but go ahead.
It's very beautiful and a pure homage to cinema itself. It's like you were right there listening to it,
right,
as you said.
Yeah.
Homage to cinema. He did that film with Giuseppe Tornatore.
Yes. Giuseppe Tornatore has never made anything quite like that.
It won the Oscar for best foreign film.
As well it should.
That kiss montage, the famous one, has a combo of shots from His Girl Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And?
A lot of classic movies. It's a Wonderful Life.
Right. Excellent. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
What's so great about Morricone, I'm going to go right back to the spaghetti westerns, because there are passages in those scores full of lament and longing.
That is why you're such a terrific film critic, because Anthony Lane said this about Morricone.
Yeah.
He said he was the conjurer of the beautiful. The Brooklyn Academy of Music recently had a whole show on Ennio Morricone.
Yeah.
And that's really why we're here today.
Right.
To honor him again and maybe to introduce him to people who weren't aware that this master was behind the movies that we loved.
Yeah.
We loved his kids, and he's still going strong.
So many of them.